بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last week we learned of the conditions of the slaughtered animal. The animal that one wishes to slaughter for qurbani, there are certain conditions that must be found in that animal in order to make it an eligible animal for qurbani. After we have studied the different conditions of the qurbani animal, we move on to certain defects in the qurbani animal. Remember that we said that the qurbani animal should be free of certain types of defects, because these defects are such that render the qurbani invalid. So the animal that you present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a sacrifice, as a qurbani, should be a perfect animal, as to say. So the defects which render the qurbani animal unsuitable are the following. Following animals are not eligible for qurbani. Number one, the horn is broken off from the root, or the horn has been uprooted from the root of the animal. In other words, there's nothing visible. The only thing that is left of the horn is the root, and the root is what is below the surface. You cannot see the root. So there is something left, but nothing protruding, and it is only the root that's found within the skull of the animal. Then this type of animal cannot be slaughtered for qurbani. Or if the entire horn has been uprooted, nothing is left of the horn, the entire horn has been uprooted altogether, then this animal cannot be used for qurbani. The animal is totally blind or has lost one third or more of its eyesight. A blind animal, completely blind, even in one eye, it cannot see with an eye. Perhaps it was involved in an accident, or it was involved in a fight with another animal. As a result, it got injured and it lost the sight of one eye completely, or has lost one third or more of its eyesight. Or it's not completely blind, but one third or more than one third of its eyesight is lost. Now, how am I going to determine whether this animal has lost one third of its eyesight or more than one third of its eyesight? There are people who can tell the color. They say from the color of the eye of the animal, if there's a bluish tinge, or the area around the pupil of the eye, if it is more blue than white, then such an animal has lost either all its eyesight or majority of its eyesight and cannot be used for qurbani. So there are these certain signs which people use to tell whether this animal is a sighted animal or non-sighted animal. The third defect which renders the qurbani invalid is one third or more of one of its ear is cut. One third or more. All these defects have been explained in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next one is with regards to the ear of the animal. One third or more of one of its ear is cut off, it cannot be used for qurbani. One third or more of its tail is cut. Now, when it comes to the tail, there is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars. Whether a tail or the tail being cut off is considered as a defect or not. We have to look at whether it is considered as a defect or not. So we find within the Hanafi school of thought, the vast majority of ulama are of the opinion that if one third or more of its tail is cut, one third or more of its tail is cut off, then such an animal cannot be used for qurbani. It is an animal that has a defect, and a person should not use such an animal. So preferably, let us use an animal that has a full tail. Once a year we have the opportunity to perform the qurbani. So let us ensure that we try and find the qurbani that is most complete. Sometimes when you look at an animal also, whose tail has been completely cut off, you just find that it doesn't look complete. When you put it next to an animal that has a full tail, it just looks like there's something missing. It looks like there's a fault. It just looks incomplete. It doesn't look like a complete animal. Whereas the one with a nice, long, full tail looks like a complete animal. But the other one just looks like there is some defect to it. So again, as we explained, there's a difference of opinion. Some are of the view that the one without a tail can be used for qurbani. That is not a defect, while the vast majority maintain the view that it is a defect and it should have a tail. So if one third or more of its tail is cut off, then it cannot be used for qurbani. An animal which walks on three legs and cannot place the injured, the fourth leg, onto the ground. Right? So sometimes you find that due to transportation of the animals may be injured, loading, offloading of the animals. Maybe there's an animal that has injured one of its legs and it cannot walk on that leg. It can't put the leg down. It cannot place the leg onto the ground. So it's walking on three legs. This is a defect in the animal. It cannot be used for qurbani. Or it is able to put the injured leg onto the ground, but is unable to walk on it. So meaning using the leg. When we see it cannot use the leg, so it can't place it on the ground, but you find it cannot move, and it cannot use that leg. Once the leg becomes useless, he cannot use it, the animal cannot use it, then qurbani is not valid. But if the leg is slightly injured, it perhaps maybe limping, there is a slight limp, it's not fractured, or perhaps it's not broken, there is some injury, but it can use it. It's using it and it's not in much pain. The leg is not useless. Then it can be used for qurbani. An animal that has no teeth at all, or most of the teeth are lost, such an animal cannot be used for qurbani. An animal born without ears, or a thin and an extremely weak animal, which is unable to walk to the place of slaughter. So it is extremely weak. Right? It's weak, it's underfed, and it is extremely weak, that it doesn't even have the strength to walk to the place of slaughter, then such an animal cannot be used for qurbani. Now, remember these defects that we have discussed apply to qurbani and aqiqah, as we mentioned last week, that these conditions must be found in the qurbani animal, the animal that is slaughtered for qurbani, and it must be found in the aqiqah animal, the animal that is slaughtered on the occasion of the birth of a child. But otherwise for consumption of meat, or if a person just wishes to slaughter an animal to make a nafal ibadah, not a nafal qurbani, a nafal offering, a person maybe is slaughtering an animal on behalf of somebody who is ill, on behalf of somebody who is sick, or a person is slaughtering the qurbani, the animal, out of the days of qurbani, a person is slaughtering an animal for sadaqah or for isal-e-sawab, then these defects do not apply to such an animal. So these defects that render the animal unsuitable for qurbani applies to the qurbani animal and applies only to the aqiqah animal. And the animals that are slaughtered in the days of qurbani with the intention of qurbani, whether it is a compulsory qurbani or a nafal qurbani, may Allah grant us the understanding.